Hi, Jolene, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, great. So this is for AOL, just a couple minutes of your time. I'm recording this just for transcription purposes, okay?
Yep, no problem.
All right. So I was just curious. I just stumbled upon your Twitter page, and I know you're all over the place. So where are you right now? Where are we?
I'm actually up home in Canada. I'm over in Calgary right now, just for some of our downtime. I'm actually gone back to my old job that I used to have. I used to work at a dirt bike store doing the merchandising there. So I took a week and decided to go back to work.
So you're just working there for 1 week?
I just do the merchandising in the store, so I just rearrange the look of the store for them occasionally. And
So
so I came
someone,
back to
so
do
some
that.
like an MTV star, Guinness Book of World Records, all that, and you just go back to doing your same old job. Is that weird?
I guess it can be, but not for me. It's I really enjoy the work, and the people there are super nice, and that dirt bike shop has really helped me out through all the years with racing, and I've been racing for them for a long time, and it's just something I like to do, so I went back, and I get to play in the store and make things look pretty and change everything all around, so I don't know, I quite enjoy it. It's relaxing almost. It's different from the hectic life I usually run.
And do you have people? I know you have a lot of loyal fans. Do you have people who come in just to like say hi to you and not really come for to check out anything in the store itself?
I don't think most people generally know that I'm there still. I've had people this week kind of stumble in and say, "Are you Jolene?" And I was like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Are you working? You work here?" Kind of just, I guess, super surprised. But yeah, I don't think anybody really knows I'm there. So.
All right, and in general, how I know like the MTV show is a big deal. We'll talk about the video game and everything like that. And how has your life changed in the last year or so with the your popularity continuing to grow?
It's I don't have as much downtime maybe as I used to have. It's just gotten a lot busier. There's I've always been pretty busy with training and traveling and racing and competing and stuff like that, but it's almost gotten even more hectic just with the you travel around and you do some personal appearances or signings, and then sometimes we have premieres, and then we go from filming to doing Nitro Circus stuff. It's just been a lot of fun. I mean, it's sort of a whirlwind, and it's all happened pretty quickly with the television show. I mean, racing for me has been around. I've been doing that for so long, and Nitro Circus that's been around for 7 years. I've been a part of it for five, so we've been, it's all stuff we've been working on for a really, really long time. But the television show seemed to it happened so quickly. And we did two seasons in 1 year, so it was just a lot of craziness, but definitely an awesome, unique experience.
So, and the third season hasn't started yet, right?
No, the third season, we're still waiting to get a go date for that one for to start filming.
Okay, so is it up in the air, or is it for sure? Will there be a third season for sure?
We're not sure. They haven't guaranteed us the third season yet, so.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just waiting, and we've moved, right into being busy still, and into our next project. We're doing a live arena show. Nitro Circus is going to start doing live shows in Australia next year. So we do 6 weeks, two shows a weekend in Australia. So we've already started doing our training and planning and choreographing what's going to happen for that already. So.
When you
Keep
say,
them busy.
for sure. When you train, obviously you're training on the bike, but do you do any other training? Like, do you spend time in the gym doing other type of stuff, or is it mostly when you say training, on the bike itself?
No, definitely. All across the board training. I mean, I work out in the gym. I do a lot of cardio. I lift weights to stay strong. No matter what I'm doing in all avenues of my outlets is, be it racing, jumping, Nitro Circus, or any other type of stunts, it's all very physically demanding for me. So I have to stay fit and strong just to be able to keep keep going and take the hits and stay at a fairly a good level. So I do that type of training, obviously, in the gym, and then we do training, you know, going out and riding and just kind of, you know, staying in tune that way. And then other ways are actually preparing for certain stunts or different types of things that we plan on doing.
And it's an interesting thing because I know there's like the foam pit and everything, but how, I mean, in other sports, I cover other sports as well. And when you train, I cover primarily like mixed martial arts, which is you know, fighting in the cage. So that one's a little different. But like basketball players, all that, it's like, you know, you work hard in practice, but you're not really so much putting your sort of health on the line every time, the same way that you are like when you're actually competing. How do you avoid, or is it hard to avoid, you know, get seriously injuring yourself when you're just training and preparing for a show or for anything like competition, anything like that?
Yeah, it's definitely difficult. Trying not to get injured is obviously the first thing on our minds. Is, you know, we want to stay healthy so that we can keep going. But you also want to put, you know, you want to put yourself out there and put 100% into everything that you're doing. Unfortunately, I experienced one of those situations this year. In between, we were filming season two, and we had a slight break for Travis and I to train for X Games. I had qualified as one of 10 women to race in the women's supercross at X Games this year. And so we were training at Travis's house. And, you know, in the morning I was in the gym doing my cardio, doing my lifting. And in the afternoon I was riding on the track and getting dialed in different supercross sections. And unfortunately, one day I cased one of the 65-foot supercross triples and snapped my wrist on impact. So I was out for X Games because of the injury, and I had to kind of sit sideline for a few episodes of Nitro Circus season two.
What's the worst injury you've ever sustained?
I've had a few bad ones. I've had multiple surgeries, but the worst one I probably had for total body was a couple years, I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago now, in a first corner pile-up crash at one of the women's Canadian national races. And I landed right on my head and broke my wrist in three places. And I had severe reverse whiplash for a while and compressed my neck and had to have surgery on my wrist. So.
Is it ever, I mean, I think I know the answer, but is it ever, do you ever get an injury and maybe in that specific instance where you're like, you know what, is this really worth it to put my body through this? Or have you never doubted, you know, anything involved in the sport?
I've never really, it's shocking to me, Shannon, I've never really thought that way. For me, it's just my main objective when once I get injured is trying to get better as fast as I can. So I can get back to what I was doing before because the injury is just more or less a setback and a pain in the butt. So for me, it's just wanting the injury to go away as fast as possible because I enjoy what I do so much. I just want to get back to doing it.
Okay, and what's it like, you know, it's kind of a male-dominated sport. What's it like being sometimes the only female around? Do you feel like they accept you? Do you have to deal with like, you know, comments, sometimes uncomfortable situations?
With the guys with Nitro, it's definitely they accept me for who I am. Most of the time, they just treat me like one of the guys. They tend to forget I'm a girl most of the time, and I'm just sort of in the mix like everybody else. And I never want it any other way. I don't expect special treatment, and I'm definitely never given. And I have no problem with that at all.
Okay, so you've never had any tough situations to deal with, considering you're often the only woman in a group?
Not with Nitro Circus, no. I mean, everybody is treated equally. If someone wants to go for a stunt, they go for it. If someone doesn't want to go for a stunt and they don't go for it, it's not a matter of, oh, Jolene should do this when she's a girl. That doesn't happen. It's pretty equal.
Okay, and all right. So about the video game, why is this one? This is the second one, right? So why is this one, you know, better? What can fans, you know, do you know about like the details that fans could look forward to, you know, in terms of like saying, okay, this is why I need to buy it. It's better than the first one.
Yeah, definitely. With MX versus ATV Reflex, they've done much improvements from the last video game, and they've come so far with changing the way that the game works. In the new game, they actually have what they call rider reflex control, and then real-time deformation, turning deformation. And what the rider reflex control system is for once in a motocross video game, you can move the rider independently from the dirt bike. In most video games, if you've ever played a dirt bike video game, you turn left or right, and everything all at once, the bike and the person all moves that one direction. With this video game, you're able to actually use it more like you're actually riding a dirt bike. It's more true to form with you can move your body and your body positioning in the handlebars, or you can just move the dirt bike, or you can move them both together, which is kind of a new, it's completely new to video games and a pretty cool thing, especially if you're a motocrosser. You probably think it's pretty neat and appreciate that a little bit more. The other one that's pretty neat is the terrain deformation, which is every time you, especially if you're racing one of the chosen national tracks, the dirt gets dug up, you get ruts, it gets whooped out, and the track that you left last time you did your first lap is there the next time you come around. So the track gets dug up and gets really rough, just like a real motocross track. So those are two new things that they've done to improve the game that are pretty neat. And if you need any new more information on the video game, they have a website that you can go to. I think we got here mxvsatv.com. And there's clips of me kind of explaining the new features of the video game. They have me kind of on there as a spokesperson for the game, letting you know and giving you little tutorials on the new features.
Wow, you really got the sell job down. That was impressive.
I'm trying. I've been talking about this game for a long
Yeah, usually you ask someone about the game, they're like, "Yeah, it's great, it's good, you should check it out." You really got down and dirty there. That was impressive.
Thanks. They've had me talking about the game for a while, and I've got to play it, and I'm in it too, so that's kind of cool. And I've done a lot of promotional stuff for it, so I know it pretty well.
Are you a video game fan?
I do. I enjoy motocross, snowboard, and skateboard video games. I don't really branch out into anything else other than Tetris, but.
And what do you play like do you play as yourself when you're playing, or because I know some people say it's like they feel like it's bad luck, things like that, or do you think that it's just
Yeah.
fun?
No, not with this video game. Hopefully, for the next one, I might get upgraded. Right now, I'm not actually a chosen player. You can pick James Stewart, Ryan Villopoto, Josh Grant, but I'm actually just a competitor racer. So once you get on that line and the gate drops, I'm just somebody that races against you.
Oh, so you're doing all this promotion that they even put you in the game that people can play as yourself?
Yeah.
It's kind of weak.
Hopefully next year they'll put me in it.
Okay. And the MX versus ATV concept, is there like any kind of rivalry between, the racers, the fans, the different sectors of the communities and things like that?
Nothing that I'm aware of. I mean, I know just from growing up within motocross, there can be some rivals within the two, but nothing that I'm 100% sure of that I could speak on, really.
Do you dabble sometimes in ATV?
I've tried it before. I mean, I've obviously ridden ATVs around, just the big utility ones and stuff like that. But I actually tried racing. I've raced ATV once on a course in Florida, and I almost killed myself. So I'll stick to two wheels. Jumping a four-wheeler is a little bit more gnarly.
Okay, and obviously, first female to do the backflip on a full-size dirt bike. Any other, tricks? Any Guinness World Records that we can expect from you in the future?
Maybe there's always those possibilities. There's lots of other things I'd like to venture into as doors keep opening for me. There's nothing set right now. I mean, the thing we have looking forward to, which will have me doing freestyle and backflips, is the Australia live tour. So,
Double backflips, any of
no, I don't know if I'm really,
them?
I don't know if I'm really one that can pull off a double backflip.
Okay. And I noticed you recently got a new tattoo, right? Any significance to
Yeah.
that?
Yeah, I got an anchor on my foot. I don't know. I just really like the traditional style and anchors. I just wanted to have something. It's to show being grounded, I guess. Anchor on the foot.
Do you think that's important? Like now that you your star continues to, you know, blow up, so to speak, do you feel like you need to keep reminding yourself to be grounded?
I think I have enough people in my life that I've grown up with that are there to keep me in check. You know, I mean, I don't believe I'm the type of person that it's gonna get away from me anyways, but I have a great family, great friends, and my boyfriend, and everybody is around me all the time, and I love coming home to normalcy and reality. It's pretty neat. It keeps me happy.
And anything, has there been any like, oh my God moments, like since, you know, since you become famous, did someone met you that you didn't think would be a fan of yours, or anything in particular that was like really touching?
I mean, every time we do any type of autograph signing or meet with people, or you know, somebody approaches me with the story of their younger brother or their younger brother or sister or their son or their daughter, and they're really into Nitro Circus and My Little Girl. Anything like that is always really awesome to hear. I mean, the one story that I think that sticks out in my mind most was a mother emailed me and she said her younger daughter always wanted to play with her older brother. I think the brother was 10, the daughter was 6. And she was never allowed to play with her brother and his friend because girls, you know, girls have cooties or whatever the reason was. And once they saw Nitro Circus, they wanted to play Nitro Circus and pretend to be a part of the show. And from that moment on, obviously they had to have a Jolene. And the little girl was then able to play with her older brother and his friend and be involved in, you know, their make-believe land. And so that made the mother really happy that the brother was involving his little sister, and she got to play Jolene.
Oh, that's
I
great.
thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's great. All
Yeah.
right, cool. Well, I think that's a good way to end it. So,
Great.
yeah, I appreciate you taking the time, and good luck with everything.
No problem. Thank you so much.
All right, talk to you later. Take care.
Okay,
Bye.
bye.